This morning's responsive reading came from Psalm number 74, so if you'd like to join with us, please take your Bible and open to Psalm 74. This particular edition that the King James large print that I'm using right now attributes this particular psalm to a gentleman named Asaph. And when we look at the internal evidence, when we look at what's being said here, it almost sounds as if this was written when the city of Jerusalem was under siege and that the enemy had apparently gotten into the city, because it talks about the sanctuary being molested by the enemy. Well, first off, look at verse 1. Notice how the prayer, this is a prayer of desperation, but it's also a prayer calling upon God to remember his covenant and to remember his people, even in the midst of judgment. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? So this is a psalm with a mournful, lamenting message to it. Why doth thine anger smoke against, and notice, the sheep of thy pasture? When you read John chapter 10, there the Lord Jesus reveals himself as the good shepherd. And he takes his sheep, his flock, his people, and he leads them in and out of fine pasture. And so notice, even in the Old Testament, you have the same imagery of Israel like a flock of sheep being nurtured and tended to by the good shepherd. And then in the New Testament, as you read John chapter 10, Jesus again alludes to that same image, that same picture of a good shepherd caring and tending for his flock. And we see that brought out in the very first verse. Notice, remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old. Well, that's a reflection going back to the first Passover evening. Notice also verse 18. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. So there seems to be a lot of the psalmist in his prayer and his lament calling upon God to remember. Look at verse 22. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. And so whenever something, whether it's a word or a thought or a theme, is constantly being repeated, like here, just the word remember is mentioned at least three times, where the psalmist is calling upon God to remember. Now, not because God is forgetful, not because God cannot track history. This is a condescension on our part, approaching our God and beseeching him as you would beseech another person, to remember the facts and the figures, to remember the good as well as the bad times. And so this is not saying that God is forgetful or God needs to be educated or God needs to go read a book and kind of brush up on some of the things he said in the past. No. It's a figure of speech. It's the use of a certain style of language that we as human beings use amongst ourselves. And in this case, this individual here, he's pleading with his God. Look at verse 3. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy had done wickedly in the sanctuary. So if this is referring to the city of Jerusalem, which it might be, and if it's referring to the temple and how that temple was eventually attacked and eventually destroyed by the Babylonians, and then another temple would be destroyed by the Romans in AD 70. Thy enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. Verse 7. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled thy casting down, the dwelling place of thy name, to the ground. So this seems to be the destruction of the temple here implied. So Asaph probably was someone that lived contemporaneously during that awful time that came upon God's people. Look at verse 7. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all thy synagogues of God in the land. So the enemy here is simply ravished in their desire to destroy. Verse 9. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there any among us that knoweth how long. How long is this siege going to last? How long is this desolation going to continue? O God, how long shall the adversary approach? Verse 10. Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? So the psalmist boils it down to a simple nutshell. And that is, when the enemy is attacking everything that represents God, his people, his word, his book, the place of worship at this time, it boils down to an act of blasphemy on the part of the enemy. Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my King of old, working salvation, working deliverance, working rescue, working aid, coming to the aid in the midst of the earth. And then in verses 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, he alludes to certain historical realities where God has demonstrated his power. And then we come to that verse 18. Remember this. Well, what's the this? That the enemy had reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have what? Blasphemed thy name. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. And then you have that crescendo, this welling up in the heart of the psalmist. Verse 22, arise, O God. Again, using language that we would use one to another. Language that a general would look at his army about to go to battle. Arise, arise, soldiers, arise, men, to the fray, to the battle. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause, let alone your people, Lord, for the glory and honor of your name. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. You look at that verse 22, and unfortunately, we can put that over the entire country. Right now, you look at our political leaders, you look at some of our military leaders, you look at the people who are the movers and shakers that are on Wall Street. We look at some of the fat cats who are multi-millionaires, billionaires, whatever. Men who are very open in their disdain for God himself, his people, his book, his church, his flock. Forget not the voice of thy enemies, verse 23. That's this call to remember. Remember their blasphemous words and their reproaches. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Not just on a bad day, but even when the sun shines, God's enemies will howl just like wolves. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.